Kommissar, und der sagt dann, das ist mein Nickname, und mich, Sean.
Sean
Connor.
Sean Connor.
That's right. And the right name is Wilfong. Sean, come on, your supper's ready. Well, I'll be that rusty, I almost shoot. Go back down and get me a quilt. Spread it out on the floor and tell all them 6 or 7 children, come on. They just get down and wallow me and play. I just so nice to them.
You were a good daddy.
That's right. And I ain't a bargain. I got some of the nice girls. Them just living one dead. They have one dead, 4 girls, 6 boys. He's a nicer boy as you ever see. That's Mr. Ira down there.
And he said you really fine family.
Yeah, well thought of, and I am too.
Yes.
Nobody don't know no more wrong with me lady than you do.
Well.
And your color ain't here. Hip don't scare me to death. Me and my wife been used to him ever since we married 60 years ago. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, 60 years ago.
Well, in God's sight, there's no color.
That's right. That's right.
You know, when we get up yonder, there'll be no color, will there?
When the resurrection day, and when I was little, I was 10 or 12 or 13 years old, I lived as close to a man, lived close to Mr. that first house down yonder. Sunday morning, I'd go down there every Sunday morning for him to read in the Bible for me. And I ain't forgot it all yet. Can't read, and that makes you can't not have no wisdom to think. You see, you think.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. I was jacking up the preacher here last night. I said, preacher, sometime I don't feel like going in my way. And I said, you ought to go over to the church. I said, our preacher told me to tell you to come. I said, you preacher, I laid asked you the other day, do you have that church? I said, if you're a preacher, you want to broadcast out. See, let the people know that you're a preacher. Listen. They ain't always getting me back. So help me God. No way in the world will have to give me the kind of the sins. Don't cuss. Don't steal. Don't tend to your business. Don't tend to no white folks' business. Don't have nothing to do with it at all. That's right.
Good way to live, isn't it?
That's right. And I'm well blessed. I've got plenty to eat in this house. Everybody comes here for meats and other things. Both men just as happy here as he can be. And Mr. Edmund Ellison's wife up there, I had her to cook my cakes. She had one that she put on and cooked. And she put a little bunch of butter in it. And she gave it to Stevie. Stevie brought it and gave it to me. And when I first had her cook about the second cake, I said, well, tell her to cook me a cake and tell her if it's full, tell her don't, you know cakes sometimes fall. I said, tell her if it's full, don't think of them, just send it on and tell them if it's full, I'll fall with it. And then she told her that she just fell out of it. Yes, I got plenty. I was just happy as I can be. Yeah. Get up when I get ready.
Yes.
I ain't got to work, but I've been old all my life and it looks like I just haste to quit.
Well, you enjoy what you do, don't you?
And many people say, well, if you quit work, you won't live long.
Well, that's true.
That's what they tell me. Well, I ain't working on the kind of what they say about that, but I'm still working on.
Yes, that's
working
right.
On. That's teaching now.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy hearing you talk, so you just talk on,
yeah. And
anything you want to talk about.